Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Josh Friedman, the Executive Vice President with DFS Flooring based in L.A. Josh, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm good. No complaints. You know, things are going well. Had a great weekend over at StarNet and glad to be back in L.A.
We were together this past weekend at Amelia Island. That's where we agreed to do this quick update on your business. Before we get to that, though, a little background on you. You're somewhere around 32. You won the Emerging Professional Award with Floor Focus a few years ago. You have an accounting degree from Boston University, and you were also a top-ranked college tennis player at that same time. You've been coming into your father's business, taking a little bit more responsible each time. I've got to mention, when I saw him at the StarNet meeting, his smile was ear to ear. And I said, why are you smiling so much? He says, because Josh is in here taking care of the things I don't like to do, like the personnel management and budgeting. So I thought that was interesting.
So obviously, it's been great. I've been very, very privileged and really lucky that I've had such a great teacher and leader as my father, you know, to learn from and show me the ropes. I'd like to jokingly say I'm kind of a glorified assistant, meaning that, you know, whatever my father doesn't feel like doing that day becomes my job, my responsibility. And luckily, day by day, that continues to, you know, increase. Kind of growing up as a tennis player, an amazing coach, an amazing leader, someone that helps, you know, direct and point me each day. And I just have to go and execute, which makes my job very enjoyable and, you know, really helps me understand such a complex growing industry.
One more little background. Most people know that DFS Flooring is a top five commercial flooring contractor in the country based in L.A. You have seven locations. In addition to L.A., you have San Diego, Orange County, Upland, Fresno, Sacramento, and Salt Lake City as well. Did I get them all?
That is correct.
The company started in 1959 as Paul Singer Floor Covering and was acquired by DuPont Flooring Systems. And then your father and a partner took it back. So let's catch up. How's business right now?
Business is good. It's definitely been a bit of a tricky market to navigate. You know, we were very, very, we still kind of are very highly vested in the tenant improvement market. And that's kind of always been where we've cut our teeth and has been our bread and butter. You know, the one thing that I will say about our company, which is amazing, and this goes down to each individual within the business, is the resiliency to be able to sell regardless of condition. So, you know, we've had to transform a little bit, start getting a little bit more into schools, medical, hospitality, government work, you know, in order to make sure that continuing to maintain the metrics. We've got amazing partners. We've got great labor sources. We've got great advisors, amazing general contractors, which has really helped us kind of navigate, you know, a little bit of the tougher times. It seems like, which is good news, the TI market has not recovered to a level that it was pre-COVID, is starting to come back. We're getting a lot more inquiries into office spaces, you know, standard spec suite seems to be rumbling as the office space continues to work itself out. We are being able to pick that work back up. But, you know, business is good. It's tricky, but it is definitely good.
So are you bullish that the office market will recover over time?
I definitely am. As I said, with having that bit of the accounting background and coming from the real estate world, it seems like there's a lot of still capital deployed in that office sector, and there's a lot of folks who are heavily invested in making sure they find a way to make it work. Like, you know, a location like Century City has zero vacancy. So it seems like, you know, the A-class TI, there's really going to be a very, very strong future. So I am very bullish that something is going to need to be worked out. How that will look and what that will entail, I don't know if anyone really has the answer to. But I think long-term it will work.
A little personal question. I know sometimes you go by Joshua and sometimes by Josh. When your father calls you and which way he addresses you, does that tell you whether or not he's having a big time or not?
That very easily tells me. Josh is what everyone calls me. If I get a Joshua from either my father or my mother, or more importantly, the wife, I'm in quite a bit of trouble. So, you know, what did I do wrong now?
Okay. Well, let me ask you about the StarNet meeting. We just got back from it. Give us a highlight or two of what you got out of the meeting.
As I said, going there every year is fantastic. You know, the trade shows and being able to kind of meet with all the vendors is a great opportunity. Being able to see everyone and spend some time with it is fantastic. But, you know, really my highlight, and it's hard to pinpoint an exact moment, but it's really being able to see everyone in the industry in one place, kind of a casual setting, you know, being able to catch up with our other StarNet members, being able to catch up with someone like yourself, and just kind of getting an overall landscape of the industry, the markets, how people are feeling, you know, what they've been up to, how they've personally been doing, I think has really always been my highlight. You know, the camaraderie among the members, I think, is the key reason why we love being a StarNet member and being part of it, is always my key highlight from the trip, especially being able to interact with, you know, that next gen emerging leader group, kind of my peers, and how they're navigating it really kind of helps me every year leave with a different mindset of what I need to be doing and how I can improve and take kind of tips and lessons my peers are giving me to better myself.
All right. I know that people listening to this can tell that you're fully capable of taking on more and more responsibility. I want to end with one little mention. Right before the StarNet meeting, I understand you were invited to go down to the Schonock Porsche driving event. From what I hear, you were stellar and did a fantastic job. So I guess it's being a tennis player and an athlete and also having a passion for fast cars. I understand you did really well.
Special mention and thank you to, you know, Matt Barr for the invitation and Thomas Tristle for putting on that event. Was spectacular. We had a lot of fun. Luckily, I was honored by being put in the same group as Thomas, who is a heck of a car driver. And, you know, just being able to follow from him and try and keep up with him, even if maybe the ability wasn't there, but I think the determination, a little bit of luck, and we had a really, really good event.
Did you hit the apex before every curve?
I definitely tried my best. There was a lot of tire squealing. Definitely tried to put it as close to it as possibly as I could. We kept it tight.
Okay, Josh, it was great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. We've been talking to Josh Friedman, the Executive Vice President with DFS Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.